And then there were eight Friday night's NCAA basketball winners. Xavier, Duke, Kansas, and Georgia Tech join St. Joseph's, Oklahoma State, Alabama, and Connecticut fast breaking their way to college basketball's Final Four. On the line, trying to make sense of it all, is Weekend Edition sports commentator and three-point threat, Ron Rappaport. He's on the road in Arkansas. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Linda.
So is your bracket as messed up as mine?
Very funny, very funny. You need some good confetti? I had Alabama and Xavier. They were exactly the teams I was looking for. You know, the big long shots have really stepped up. I think when we talked last week, I was still waiting for some of that long shot action to kick in. Where here you have Alabama, which knocked off number one Stanford. You heard it here first, Linda.
Right.
And last year's champion Syracuse. And then Xavier, a number 17 that's never gone this far and is still alive after beating Texas yesterday. So they've kind of captured our attention. This is fun. This is what people who like the Final Four, like March Madness, like it for.
Now, what about St. Joe's and Duke, the only number one seeds left?
Well, St. Joseph's is sort of the little number one seed that could, you know. I mean, they're number one, and they only lost one game all year. But they've been taking so much abuse that it's almost as if they're an underdog when they play against Oklahoma State, which ought to be a really wonderful game, by the way. Duke looked awfully strong against Illinois. Illinois kind of had some thoughts that they could beat Mike Krzyzewski, an old Chicago boy, and that didn't exactly work out. So they're looking good, yeah.
What about the other games? I'm working the Saturday morning shift. I didn't watch anything last night. Am I sorry?
No, except for Xavier's win, I thought that the games last night weren't as good as what we're looking for today. Alabama, Connecticut, and Connecticut, boy, let's see, they've won three games by over 50 points, and then Kansas will also play, and they've won their three games by 65 points. So these are good games we're looking at, the Alabama, Connecticut, today in St. Joseph's, Oklahoma State. So these are going to be fun.
So, Ron, the Final Four?
Okay. Oklahoma State. I'm not betting against Kansas and Connecticut because they just look so strong. Oklahoma State looks like they're on a mission. Linda, can Xavier beat Duke to get to the Final Four? Let's just wonder if maybe such a thing could possibly happen.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Okay, Linda.
Sports commentator Ron Rappaport is also sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.